Welcome to the Mills County Judge's Report of February 27th, 2020, recorded February 26th. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, 100.5 on your FM dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. The headline for this week: the countywide ban on outdoor burning has been lifted, and not just for a few days. The ban is lifted until further notice, TFN, as some say. The lift reflects the recent rains and the onset of spring growth. I'd like to be free of burn bans until late summer or fall, but it will depend on the weather and to some extent on human behavior. Regardless of the season, bad decisions can lead to a runaway fire. Even with the ban off, don't start outdoor fires when windy conditions are forecast, and never leave a fire unattended until it is out. You remain financially and morally liable for damage to your neighbor's property if your fire damages his or her place. Also, we rely on our volunteer firefighters to protect the entire community. They have lives, day jobs, and other responsibilities. We must husband our resources to be available when truly needed and not wasted on fighting fires that are a result of poor decision making. Early voting remains underway in the community center in beautiful downtown Goldthwaite through Friday, February 28th. Through Tuesday of this week, 487 people have voted early in Mills County. That's 14.5% turnout through Tuesday and generally in line to slightly higher than in surrounding counties. If you like details, there are 3,568 registered voters in Mills County. Through Tuesday, 450 have voted in the Republican primary and 37 in the Democratic primary. If you didn't get to vote in early voting at the community center, the next chance is the actual party primaries on Election Day, Tuesday, March 3rd, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There are multiple polling locations scattered around the county, but you can only vote in your election precinct. Note that your election precinct may be different from your commissioner's precinct. Your election precinct is noted on your voter registration card, and to find out where to vote, go to the county website, click on the tab for elections, and then click on Mills County Polling Places. As I previewed last week, the State Department of Motor Vehicles presented in the Monday's Commissioner's Court a bronze award to Lori King and Melissa Womack for their operation of the vehicle registration function in the County Tax Assessor Collector's Office on the third floor of the courthouse. Mills County is one of only 20 counties in the state to receive such an award. Also in Commissioner's Court, we tabled both the selection of counsel and the discussion of the Justice of the Peace's salary supplement relating to services provided, or now not provided, to prisoners from Hamilton County. After Kirk Falk, representing Kim A. Vance, wrote the county alleging that we had improperly reduced Ms. A. Vance's pay and threatening litigation if not rectified, identified three potential law firms to advise the county and began to interview them. Ultimately, as a result of that, I came to the distasteful decision to recommend the reinstatement of the supplemental pay despite the lack of work, but only through September 30th, 2020, the end of the county's current budget year. The facts are pretty clear. The supplement was for the extra work associated with the Hamilton County prisoners, and that stopped at the end of December. Neither Ms. A. Vance nor Mr. Falk contest that fact. The supplement was clearly discussed and documented with Ms. A. Vance. There was no misunderstanding, no contest on that point either. The county publicly advertised the compensation of elected officials in the Eagle and clearly differentiated between salary and supplements. No disagreement on that point. Elected officials' salaries are set annually in the budget process following an advertisement in the paper and a public hearing and cannot be changed up or down thereafter until the following year. That's a state law, and there's no disagreement on that point. Now here's the root issue, I believe. The accounting system only has one line, salaries. Ditto our payroll advices. The number on this line is the sum of salaries, budgeted supplements, and longevity pay. This is the key point to Mr. Folk's argument and pulls out one favorable factoid of what is otherwise a very clear situation. But that's what makes for arguments in law. After reviewing the facts with three firms totaling four different lawyers, rather than a simple black and white answer as I saw it, there were multiple different opinions. No two attorneys saw it the same way, and their fees range from $150 to $275 an hour. Stepping back, this is a dispute over approximately $800, the amount of the supplement potentially payable from February through September. If there was more clarity from the attorneys I consult with, I'd rather pay our attorneys the money than pay it to the Justice of the Peace for not doing the work. Given the disparity in views, however, this could be a protracted argument that is ultimately over a matter of principle and what's right. I'm willing to fight over principle. I also find that this is time-consuming, actually an inordinate amount of time, both for me and the Commissioner's Court as a whole, at a time when there are more important issues on our plate, ranging from the burn ban to the 2020 census, the proposed Permian Global Access gas pipeline across the county, a tax collection matter, pending abatements on two new wind projects, and issues with Hill Country Community Action and Transit, and the list goes on and on. Bottom line, I'm putting this fight aside for now, although it's not going to be forgotten. This can and will be addressed in the budgeting for the year commencing October 1st, 2020, and in the election cycle. We are having a call meeting of the Commissioner's Court this Friday morning on the matter, but unless I miss something in my analysis, I am reasonably confident this may also be the group's decision. Of course, the fact that the county resumes the payment, now for doing nothing, doesn't mean the official will accept the money. If we resume payment of the suspended supplement and the Justice of the Peace declines to accept it, I'll let you know, but I'm not holding my breath. There are lessons to be learned here, ranging from the importance of a detailed accounting chart of accounts to personal value systems of elected officials and how they prioritize doing right for the county versus their self-interest. That's enough for now. Be careful out there with any outdoor burning, and I'll have updates on the Permian Global Access Pipeline next week. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, signing off.